This is side number 4 of Through the Year with Pope Francis, and we're continuing on page 103. Your reader for this side is Carl Belish. This is the selection chosen for April the 1st. It's entitled, You Fool. At times, we want to save ourselves, and we believe that we can. Maybe we don't exactly say it, but that's how we live. For example, when we think, I can save myself with money. I am secure. I have some money, and there's no problem. I have dignity, the dignity of being rich. Think of the gospel parable of that man who had the full granary and said, I will make another to have more and more, and then I will sleep peacefully. And the Lord responds, You fool, you will die tonight. That kind of salvation is wrong. It is temporary, apparent. That was the Pope's homily that he delivered at the Doma Sante Marte on April the 10th, 2013. And the reflection offered by our editor is, how does the way you live demonstrate where you placed your hope for salvation? In the world? In riches? In power? Place your trust in a salvation that only comes from Jesus' death on the cross. The selection for April the 2nd. Its title is, We Have Lost the 99. I want to tell you something. There is a beautiful passage of the gospel which tells us about the shepherd who, when he had returned to the sheepfold, realized that one sheep was missing. He left the 99 others and went in search of it. He went off to look for one. But brothers and sisters, we have one sheep. We have lost the other 99. We must go out. We must go out to them. In this culture, let us tell the truth, we only have one. We are a minority. And do we feel the fervor, the apostolic zeal, to go out and find the other 99? This is an enormous responsibility, and we must ask the Lord for the grace of generosity and the courage and patience to go out and preach the gospel. This is difficult. It is easier to stay at home with that one sheep. It's easier with that sheep to comb its fleece, to stroke it. But we priests, and you Christians too, everyone, the Lord wants us to be shepherds. He does not want us to fuss with combing fleeces. Shepherds? That was the Pope's address delivered on June the 17th, 2013. And the reflection offered? Jesus is asking you to go out and get the 99. How do you feel about this? What do you fear? What are your hopes? Talk to the Lord about this and ask for the generosity you will need. The selection for April the 3rd is entitled, Forgotten How to Weep. We are a society which has forgotten how to weep, how to experience compassion, suffering with others. The globalization of indifference has taken from us the ability to weep. Let us ask the Lord for the grace to weep over our indifference, to weep over the cruelty of our world, of our own hearts, and of all those who in anonymity make social and economic decisions which open the door to tragic situations. Today, has anyone wept in our world? That was the Pope's homily delivered on July the 8th, 2013. And the reflection offered, take a moment to examine your compassion for others, those around you and those in the world. What can you do to help others in concrete ways in the next couple of weeks? The selection for April the 4th is entitled Sign of Love. Let us open the doors to the Spirit. Let us ourselves be guided by Him and allow God's constant help to make us new men and women, inspired by the love of God, which the Holy Spirit bestows on us. How beautiful it would be if each of you, every evening, could say, today at school, at home, at work, guided by God, I showed a sign of love toward one of my friends, my parents, an older person. How beautiful. This was the homily the Pope delivered at the Holy Mass of Confirmation on April the 28th, 2013. The reflection: try to live out Pope Francis's words in an intentional way today. Ask the Holy Spirit to provide opportunities for you to show signs of love towards someone, not only today, but every day. The selection for April the 5th. Lights of Hope is its title. The one with the upper hand is God, and God is our hope. It is true that nowadays, to some extent, everyone, including our young people, feels attracted by the many idols which take the place of God and appear to offer hope. Money, success, power, pleasure, often a growing sense of loneliness and emptiness in the hearts of many people leads them to seek satisfaction in these ephemeral idols. Dear brothers and sisters, let us be lights of hope. Let us maintain a positive outlook on reality. This was from the Pope's homily delivered on World Youth Day, July the 24th, 2013. And reflection: make additional time for a young person in your life this week. Be a light of hope. The selection for April the 6th is entitled The Church's Credibility. Let us all remember this: one cannot proclaim the gospel of Jesus without the tangible witness of one's life. Those who listen to us and observe us must be able to see in our actions what they hear from our lips and so give glory to God. Inconsistency on the part of pastors and the faithful between what they say and what they do, between word and manner of life, is undermining the church's credibility. This is from the Pope's homily delivered on April the 14th, 2013. And the reflection: what aspect of your life harms your witness to the church's credibility? The selection for April the 7th is entitled He Walks at Our Pace. There is no set protocol for God's action in our life. It does not exist. He intervenes in one way, later in another, but He always intervenes. The Lord always chooses His way to enter into our lives. Often He does so slowly that we are in danger of losing our patience a little. But Lord, when? The Lord takes His time, but even He, in this relationship with us, has a lot of patience. He waits for us. He waits for us until the end of life. Think of the good thief. Right at the end, at the very end, he acknowledged God. The Lord walks with us, but often does not reveal Himself, as in the case of the disciples of Emmaus. The Lord is involved in our lives, that's for sure, but often we do not see. This demands our patience. But the Lord, who walks with us, He also has a lot of patience with us and walks at our pace. This is from the Pope's homily delivered at the Domus Sante Marte on June the 28th, 2013. And the reflection: where are you being patient with the Lord? Where is He being patient with you? The selection for April the 8th is entitled Robbing the Poor. In this sense, I encourage the financial experts and the political leaders of your countries to consider the words of St. John Chrysostom, and here is his quotation: not to share one's goods with the poor is to rob them and to deprive them of life. It is not our goods that we possess, but theirs. This is a quotation from St. John Chrysostom's homily on Lazarus, and then he gives the reference to where it is, and the address. The Pope quoted this in his address delivered on May the 16th, 2013. The reflection: how can you see money as a way to bless others? What is God asking you to do with the gifts and resources He has given you? So the selection for April the 9th is entitled Permeated. The spread of the gospel is not guaranteed either by the number of persons or by the prestige of the institution or by the quantity of available resources. What counts is to be permeated by the love of Christ, to let oneself be led by the Holy Spirit, and to graft one's own life onto the tree of life, which is the Lord's cross. This was a quotation from the Pope's homily at a mass with seminarians and novices on July the 7th, 2013. And the reflection offered for us, place your trust in Him. He will help you spread the gospel. The selection for April the 10th, Good for the Heart. Remain steadfast in the journey of faith with firm hope in the Lord. This is the secret of our journey. He gives us the courage to swim against the tide. Pay attention to go against the current. This is good for the heart, that we need the courage to swim against the tide. Jesus gives us this courage. This is from the Pope's homily delivered at the Holy Mass of Confirmation on April 28, 2013. And the reflection offered for us, today's culture is a very strong tide. Are there any negative aspects of the culture that are particularly hard for you to resist? Where do you need courage in your journey of faith? The selection for April the 11th is entitled, Let Us Go to Jesus. Let us not forget that the Lord always watches over us with mercy. He always watches over us with mercy. Let us not be afraid of approaching Him. He has a merciful heart. If we show Him our inner wounds, our inner sins, He will always forgive us. It is pure mercy. Let us go to Jesus. And this was a quotation from the Pope's Angelus address delivered on June the 9th, 2013. And the reflection offered for us, examine your life and talk to God about your inner wounds. Find a time to go to confession this week. The selection for April the 12th is entitled Not Just in Books. Some people will say, no, I prefer to read about faith in books. It is important to read about faith, but look, on its own, this is not enough. What is important is our encounter with Jesus, our encounter with Him, and this is what gives you faith because He is the one who gives it to you. This is from the Pope's address, delivered on May 18th, 2013. The reflection offered for us, how can you encounter God this week? Through deep conversation with God and through others? Pardon me. The selection for April the 13th is entitled Holding Nothing Back. In Holy Week, we live the crowning moment of this journey of His plan of love that runs through the entire history of the relations between God and humanity. Jesus enters Jerusalem to take His last step with which He sums up the whole of His existence. He gives Himself without reserve. He keeps nothing for Himself, not even life. This was quoted from the Pope's general audience on March the 27th, 2013. The reflection, take some time to read and think about the love of God made known to us through the self-emptying of Jesus on the cross. The selection for April the 14th is entitled Staying with Jesus. The logic of the cross is not primarily that of suffering and death, but rather of love and of the gift of self which brings life. Following and accompanying Christ, staying with Him, demands coming out of ourselves, requires us to be outgoing, to come out of ourselves, out of a dreary way of living faith that has become a habit, one of the temptations to withdraw into our own path, into our own plans, which end by shutting out God's creative action. This was from the Pope's general audience delivered on March the 27th, 2013. The reflection for us, how are you accompanying Christ this week? Ask God to change your logic into the logic of the cross and to bring you out of the faith which is merely habit. The selection for April the 15th. You do not carry your cross alone. The cross of Christ bears the suffering and the sin of mankind, including our own. Jesus accepts all this with open arms, bearing on his shoulders our crosses, and saying to us, "Have courage. You do not carry your cross alone. I carry it with you. I have overcome death, and I have come to give you hope, to give you life." He was referring here to St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, and this was stated at his address at World Youth Day, when at the time of the Way of the Cross, on July 26, 2013. The reflection for us, what are you worried about today? Make a list and give those things over to Jesus, who carries these burdens with you. The selection for April the 8th to the 16th is entitled Praying to the Devil. When we do not profess Jesus Christ, the saying of Leon Bloy comes to mind. Anyone who does not pray to the Lord prays to the devil. When we do not profess Jesus Christ, we profess the worldliness of the devil, a demonic worldliness. This is from the Pope's homily on March the 14th, 2013, and the reflection for us, professing Jesus means professing Jesus as Lord in your heart and with your words and with your actions. Take time this week to profess Jesus as Lord in all these areas. The selection for April 17th is entitled All for Us. At the Last Supper with his friends, he breaks the bread and passes the cup around for us. The Son of God offers himself to us. He puts his body and his blood into our hands so as to be with us always, to dwell among us. And in the Garden of Olives, and likewise in the trial before Pilate, he puts up no resistance. He gives himself. He is the suffering servant, foretold by Isaiah, who empties himself even unto death. And he refers here to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12. And the Pope quoted this in his general audience on March the 27th, 2013. The reflection for us is take some time after Mass to thank God for the great gift of the Holy Eucharist. The reflection for April the 18th. He gave himself up to you is the title, and Jesus gave himself up to death voluntarily in order to replicate the love of God the Father in perfect union with his will to demonstrate his love for us. On the cross, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. That's from he's quoting here from the Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. Each one of us can say, he loved me and he gave himself for me. Each one can say this for me. That was from the Pope's general audience on March the 27th, 2013. And the reflection offered for us is spend some time considering that Jesus died specifically for you. The selection for April the 19th, who do you want to be? But the cross of Christ invites us also to allow ourselves to be smitten by his love, teaching us always to look upon others with mercy and tenderness, especially those who suffer, who are in need of help, who need a word or a concrete action. How many times have we seen them in the way of the cross? How many times have they accompanied Jesus on the way to Calvary? Pilate, Simon of Cyrene, Mary, the women, and you. Who do you want to be? Like Pilate? Like Simon? Like Mary? Jesus is looking at you now and is asking you, do you want to help me carry the cross? Brothers and sisters, with all the strength of your youth, how will you respond to him? And this is the Pope's address on World Youth Day at the time of the Way of the Cross on July the 26th, 2013. And the reflection offered for you and me, think about all of the characters on the journey to Calvary. Which one are you more like? Which one do you want to be? The reflection for April the 20th is entitled, Let Us Feel the Joy. At dawn, they went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body and found the first sign, the empty tomb. And he refers here to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 1. Their meeting with a messenger of God followed. He announced, quote, Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified one, has risen. He is not here. And he refers us to verses 5 and 6 of St. Mark's chapter 16. The women were motivated by love and were able to accept the announcement with faith. They believed and passed it on straight away. They did not keep it to themselves, but passed it on. This should happen in our lives too. Let us feel the joy of being Christian. We believe in the risen one who conquered evil and death. Let us have the courage to come out of ourselves, to take this joy and this light to all the places of our life. That was a quotation from the Pope's General Audience on April the 3rd, 2013. And the reflection offered for us, where do you find joy? Ask God to help you make Jesus' new life the center of your joy. The selection for April the 21st is entitled, A New Condition. Jesus makes himself present in a new way. He is the crucified one, but his body is glorified. He did not return to earthly life, but returned to a new condition. For us, too, there are many signs through which the risen one makes himself known. Sacred Scripture, the Eucharist, the other sacraments, charity, all these acts of love which bring a ray of the risen one, Let us permit ourselves to be illuminated by Christ's resurrection. Let him transform us with his power, so that through us too the signs of death may give way to signs of life in the world. This was from the Pope's General Audience on April the 3rd, 2013. And the reflection, what's one concrete way for you to know the risen one better? Take time this week to further your commitment to Scripture, the Eucharist, or an act of charity. The reflection for April the 22nd is entitled, The Foundation of Our Faith. What does the resurrection mean for our life? And why is our faith in vain without it? Our faith is founded on Christ's death and resurrection. Just as a house stands on its foundations, if they give way, the whole house collapses. Jesus gave himself on the cross, taking the burden of our sins upon himself and descending into the abyss of death. Then, in the resurrection, he triumphed over them, took them away, and opened before us the path to rebirth and a new life. This is from the Pope's General Audience on April the 10th, 2013. And the reflection for us, would your life be any different without the resurrection? Reflect on what it means for your life and how your actions flow from this great gift. The reflection for April the 23rd, are you a revolutionary? There have been so many revolutionaries in history, many indeed, yet none of them have had the force of this revolution which brought Jesus to us, a revolution to transform history, a revolution that changes the human heart in depth. The revolutions of history have changed political and economic systems, but none have really changed the human heart. True revolution, the revolution that radically transformed life, was brought about by Jesus Christ through his resurrection. On this day, in this day and age, unless Christians are revolutionaries, they are not Christians. This is the Pope's address given on June the 17th, 2013. And the reflection for us, are you a revolutionary? How can you trust in God for a more radical transformation of your life? The reflection for April the 24th is entitled The Victory of Christ. The grace contained in the sacraments of Easter is an enormous potential for the renewal of our personal existence, of family life, of social relations. However, everything passes through the human heart. If I let myself be touched by the grace of the risen Christ, if I let him change me in that aspect of mine which is not good, which can hurt me and others, I allow the victory of Christ to be affirmed in my life. I think I read that wrong. Let me read this one again, please. This is April the 24th, The Victory of Christ. The grace contained in the sacraments of Easter is an enormous potential for the renewal of our personal existence, of family life, of social relations. However, everything passes through the human heart. If I let myself be touched by the grace of the risen Christ, if I let him change me in that aspect of mine which is not good, which can hurt me and others, I allow the victory of Christ to be affirmed in my life. That's from the Pope's address given at the Regina Caeli on April the 1st, 2013. And the reflection, how can you receive the graces of the sacraments more effectively? Look for an article or a book that will help you learn more about how the Lord can lead, heal, and strengthen you through the sacraments. The selection for April the 25th is entitled, How Do You Know If You Truly Trust Jesus? The history of the first Christian community tells us something very important which applies to the church in all times and also to us. When a person truly knows Jesus Christ and believes in him, that person experiences his presence in life as well as the power of his resurrection and cannot but communicate this experience. This was from the Pope's recitation of the Regina Caeli and the address he gave on April the 14th, 2013. And the reflection for us, are you able to communicate the presence of Jesus in your life? What do you need to do to be more truly know Jesus? The reflection for April the 26th is entitled, That is Where Death Is. Can wrap us up in ourselves, in sadness and in bitterness. That is where death is. That is not the place to look for the one who is alive. Let the risen Jesus enter your life. Welcome him as a friend with trust. He is life. And this was from the Pope's homily delivered at the Easter Vigil on March the 30th, 2013. And the reflection, invite Jesus into your problems and fears. Expect him to show up. The selection for April the 27th, the Lord's most powerful message. I think we too are the people who, on the one hand, want to listen to Jesus, but on the other hand, at times, like to find a stick to beat others with to condemn others. And Jesus has this message for us, mercy. I think, and I say it with humility, that this is the Lord's most powerful message, mercy. That was from the Pope's homily on March the 17th, 2013. And the reflection, where do we need to experience God's mercy, patience, and forgiveness? To whom do you need to be merciful? And the reflection for April the 28th is entitled Joy and Fervor. I make my own the words of Pope Paul the 6th, which are as timely as if they had been written yesterday. May the world of our time, which is searching, sometimes with anguish, sometimes with hope, be enabled to receive the good news not from evangelizers who are dejected, discouraged, impatient, or anxious, but from ministers of the gospel whose lives glow with fervor, who have first received the joy of Christ, and who are willing to risk their lives so that the kingdom of God may be proclaimed and for the church established in the midst of the world. That was from the Pope's evangelical letter, Evangelii Nuntiandi. That's from the 80th paragraph. And this, the Pope Francis quoted this in his address on May the 17th, 2013. The reflection offered for you and me: how can you reject impatience and anxiety and restore joy and favor and fervor in your life? How would this transformation improve your witness to others? And the reflection for April the 29th. It is the resurrection itself that opens us to greater hope, for it opens our life and the life of the world to the eternal future of God, to full happiness, to the certainty that evil, sin, and death may be overcome. And this leads to living daily situations with greater trust, to facing them with courage and determination. Jesus' resurrection illuminates these everyday situations with a new light. The resurrection of Christ is our strength. This is a quotation from the Pope's general audience on April the 3rd, 2013. And the reflection offered for us: how does the resurrection change your perspective toward your everyday situations? And the reflection for April the 30th is entitled The Living Water. At this point, we may ask ourselves, why can this water quench our thirst deep down? We know that water is essential for life. Without water, we die. It quenches, washes, makes the earth fertile. In the letter to the Romans, we find these words, and he quotes here, "God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." That's from the 5th chapter of Romans, verse 5. The living water, the Holy Spirit, the gift of the risen one who dwells in us, purifies us, illuminates us, renews us, transforms us, because he makes us participants in the very life of God that is love. This was from the Pope's general audience on May the 8th, 2013. And the reflection offered for us is, what do you thirst for in life? Can you allow Jesus to quench this thirst? This is the end of side 4, continuing on side 5.